Welcome to another Spin Cycle look at the pangs and bangs in the world of politics. Today's topic, shooting for the moon. The Supreme Court case of Kelo versus New London sent shockwaves through both liberal and conservative politicians for different reasons. The basic finding of Kelo was that the government could use eminent domain to force the sale of property even if the only public purpose involved was increasing tax revenues. The California Constitution already had provisions stronger than those in Connecticut where the case occurred. The area has to be declared blighted before parcels could be taken for the purpose of redevelopment. Still, some extra protections for landowners seem desirable. So large landowner groups put together Proposition 90, which does have some good provisions to help owners not just be compensated for their property, but also the fuller cost of being forced to sell and relocate. It also prevents the government from seizing your land to remove a public nuisance unless the nuisance is on your specific property. In other words, if your property is surrounded by blighted areas but yours isn't, the city can't force you to sell. So you might wind up with some odd donut holes in redevelopment projects. But part of the nature of the initiative process is that it does not have to go through any negotiation before hitting the ballot. So the sponsoring interest groups, in this case landowners, are tempted to haul out their complete wish list and shoot for the moon, so to speak. And that is what has happened to Proposition 90 in an area completely unrelated to the Kelo case, the issue of regulatory takings. Specifically, if any action not related to health and safety significantly reduces the value of your property, then you get the right to sue the government for that reduction in your property value. The very broad wording of this section could put a huge crimp in the government's ability for environmental regulations, zoning laws, building standards, even the granting of building permits if the neighbors think that that will reduce their property values. Moreover, since the law specifically prohibits local governments from recovering their legal costs, even if they win the case, just the threat of a major lawsuit could give a single wealthy landowner a lot of ability to intimidate local government. The legislative process is often criticized for being slow and inefficient, but it does have the benefit of smoothing out the rough edges of an overambitious proposal. Proposition 90 better belongs in the legislative process rather than letting one interest group shoot for the moon. For Spin Cycle, I'm Daniel Raymond on 90.1 KSAK.